AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute crisis with Hamas is holding up a long-awaited ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since the deal was announced, according to Gaza health officials. Netanyahu began signaling there were issues with the deal just hours after mediators, the US and Qatar, announced it was complete. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
It was not yet clear if Netanyahu's statements reflected jockeying to keep his fractious coalition together or whether the deal was at risk. Without giving details, Netanyahu's office has accused Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to gain further concessions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis fell and hurt his arm. It's the second time in a month Francis injured himself after an apparent fall resulted in a bad bruise on his chin. In his farewell speech at the White House, President Biden is warning an oligarchy of the ultra-rich is threatening the future of democracy. Meantime, more of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees appear before Senate committees. Yesterday, it was Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi.
I will not politicize that office. I will not target people simply because of their political affiliation.
During the campaign, the president-elect spoke about going to the supermarket.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper. So many people mention, I go in, so many people mention groceries.
A new AP Nork Center poll shows about 2 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident Trump will be able to make progress on lowering the price of groceries, housing, or health care this year. In Florida, Blue Origin launched its massive new rocket on its first test flight. This is AP News. With a deadline to ban it approaching, President-elect Donald Trump is exploring ways to preserve TikTok,
including an executive order to suspend enforcement of the federal law. That's according to Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, Trump's pick for national security advisor. Waltz told Fox News Trump is a deal maker and says he's made clear that TikTok is a great platform that many Americans use and has been great for his campaign. But number two, Waltz says Trump will protect Americans' data. During oral arguments last week, the Supreme Court justices sounded likely to uphold the ban that would go into effect Sunday on the grounds of national security, unless TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance divests its U.S. version of the app. Trump pledged to save TikTok during the campaign and credited the platform with helping him win more youth votes. Jennifer King, Washington.
People are flocking to Hawaii's Volcanoes National Park to get a glimpse of fountaining lava. The eruption started just before Christmas in a crater at the summit of the Kilauea volcano. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.